Oh, the second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And this is from Mr. Wes Waddell. This is from the first album he released. Now, it is not the first album that he recorded, but it is the first album that he released. It's a storytelling album, Stories Around the Northwest. And a pretty good little album, actually.
Pleased to meet you. Grab yourself a chair. A cup of coffee might be nice to pass the time. Well, welcome to the deli. We're the storytelling club. It's 4 o'clock. Time to let the yarns unwind. The sun says truth not tolerated, but we'll make this one exception. We can see in your smile that you mean well. Down in Mossy Rock, Lewis County, just off Highway 12, the years have flown by like they do anywhere else. The railroad blew our namesake landmark up with dynamite. Guess it's just become a rolling stone. Now the lake is running shallow, but the tourist money's up, and through all the ups and downs, it's been our home. In 1852 or thereabouts, our claim went through, and Mossy Rock went on the map to stay. And along about 1861, some native neighbors passing on left with the story we still tell today. Well, Mr. Henry Busey, he'd heard tell many a tale about the Indians taking captives long away. So he took his gun and he set off running, shot himself when all they wanted was an opportunity to trade. Down where the railroad blew our namesake landmark up with dynamite. Guess it's just become a rolling stone. Now the lake is running shallow, but the tourist money's up, and through all the ups and downs, it's been our home. That same winter took its toll, and a century later, mighty storm ran through the country on Columbus Day. Winds are howling from the west, and Mother Nature doing her best to topple every building in her way. And the dam went up in 68, it's the tallest in the state, it's just Grand Coulee's got herself a better name. Flooded out two towns, but now the water's running down, and the tourists, they can't keep themselves away. Here where the railroad blew our namesake landmark up with dynamite. And I guess it's just become a rolling stone. Now the lake is running shallow, but the tourist money's up, and through all the ups and downs, it's been our home. So drinkers tend to speed in rental cars and SUVs, so keep your schedule moving, we don't mind. But if you've got the time to spend in company of newfound friends, you're welcome at the deli anytime. The sign says truth not tolerated, but we'll make this one exception. We can see it in your smile that you mean so well. Down in Mossy Rock, Lewis County, just off Highway 12, the years have flown by like they do anywhere else. Yes, the railroad blew our namesake landmark up with dynamite. Guess it's just become a rolling stone. Now the lake is running shallow, but the tourist money's up, and through all the ups and downs, it's been our home. Yes, through all the ups and downs, it's been our home. Been our home.
every crack on the canyon wall, climbed every mountain that I told. There was nothing to be found out. Wanted love, but it didn't come. I tried to walk, but I had to run in the direction of a fading sound. Desire is breaking me down. When I finally cross that river, I wish I could be back on the other side. Oh, those lonely nights lying in my bed, yearning for better days up ahead, yeah. With on every shooting star, fairy tales and lullabies, I jump to the air and try to fly.
Makes the city more alive and much less like an urban tomb, but just a hop and skip on further down the line lies a getaway that even beats the floral comforts they provide. The mercury starts rising and we flee, trade our bustle for the beauty of the wooded hills and sandy beaches. Summer Colony became the name given to our four-month exodus, the beautiful Lake Coeur d'Alene. Moonlight on the silver water, sparkling in the breeze, was heaven for a city folk off seeking some relief. 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seems so far away those lakeside summer nights. Cases in hand, they would shuffle off the train and run. For 2 nights they would cause a friendly stir with their boat races and parties. They would try to make the newspaper when Monday rolled around. Well, off they'd go back into the working world, which we'd chosen to ignore. And every week they'd follow their routine. It ain't easy building cities without taking some breaks in between. Someone let on a silver water sparkling in the breeze was heaven for a city folk off seeking some relief. We were 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seemed so far away, those lakeside summer nights. That slowly fade away. Seasons change, and with them we would leave our chosen bay and head back into the lives we had known before. As the city swells around us, growing daily all the more, but on some long cold winter nights, a wandering mind would leave the chilly frost and bitter winds and darkness far behind for thoughts of sunlit pine trees swaying by the shores of a lake where we'd spent many happy days just months before. And we'd sing, moonlight on the silver water sparkling in the breeze was heaven for a city folk off seeking some relief. And we were 30 miles of railroad track from the rest of our lives, but the city seemed so far away, those lakeside summer nights. We'd go from Driftwood Point to Beauty Bay and places in between, Del Cardo down to Harrison. We'd sail the Laurel Lane, Twin Beaches to the city docks. The wild time we would roam, landing back at Okapina. 'Twas our lakeside summer home. story that I was told, and it's likely one you've never heard before. It's about a certain someone and a fascinating life, the greatness of which one cannot deny. Well, for 72 years he lived alone in a space not too much bigger than a phone booth. He had visitors come daily, and I guess that kept him sharp. But you don't give much away when you're a carp. Caught in 1922, they took him home, tried to give him space to ramble and to roam. But the mules, they wouldn't drink from water shared with such a fish. So Uncle Johnny moved him to the horse's dish. And from 1924 to 96, he lived peacefully among the barnyard mix. Except for one time when he jumped out, he was quite the voyager. But his guardians, they got him resubmerged. Oh well, carpe diem, carpe, you've inspired many a soul. From your lofty perch you look so coy and gleeful. I call you he, but that could be she for all we know. What a specimen of ichthyology. Now the mighty snake in which you used to swim, well, they have dammed it into lakes since you've been there. And now some cry take the dams out, while still others say back off. But I doubt that that concerned you from your trough. So may you rest in peace there, buddy, by and by, in that giant golden horse trough in the sky. What with times a-changing so fast, it was always nice to see a pillar of Aquarian stability. Oh well, carpe diem, carpe, you've inspired many a soul. From your lofty perch you look so coy and gleeful. You call your thief, but that could be she for all we know. What a specimen of ichthyology. Yes, and carpe diem, carpe, you've inspired many a soul. From your lofty perch you look so coy and gleeful. Oh, well, we can call you he, but that could be she for all we know. What a specimen of ichthyology. Yes, a specimen of ichthyology.
you just can't tell. Summer's gone, looks like rain. You'll never see the wind look back or waste a single breath upon the past. I want to take off running to the center. Plains up in the hills, cold north wind blows the porch swing. Come on in, or you'll get chilled. Come on in, looks like rain.
lessons just repeat themselves. Hear me now. How many times are you willing to slam into that wall? All the signs, pay attention. I hear that wake-up call. You better find out who your friends are and call me by name. All those symbols and toy angels are really not the same. You better get it through your head and get it in your soul. Hear me now, say it good, say it clear, and say it loud.
Hear me now, say it loud, say it clear, and say it a little bit shorter than that. We have to take a little bit of a break. We're a little late on the break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be right back. Hang on, hang on, hang on, because we are coming back. Oh, yes, we are coming back. Hang on.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Partly cloudy skies today with high temperatures 56 in Pullman, 62 in Lewiston. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s and sunny tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s. Some more clouds and chances of showers should arrive after Monday with highs in the mid-50s to mid-60s.
Thank you.
That's Nancy K. Dillon, who I think is one of the most underrated songwriters in the Northwest area, from Seattle. Nancy K. Dillon, who has a pretty interesting musical history. Actually, she at one small point, she was a part of the original All-Star Cowgirl Review, which then eventually became Ranch Romance. Nancy K. Dillon, but what a writer. What a writer. Rose, Songs Among the Roses of Time, or something like that, is the name of this album. I'll catch you in a second. And before that, before the break, Nick Overman from his album called Mileage, which is one of my favorite albums. We've aired it quite a bit, and we've aired this song quite a bit from the album. And I just love it. I love the way he does it, this old Michael Murphy classic that the Monkees actually recorded with Mike Nesmith doing the vocals. This is just a wonderful, good Texas song. One of those early part of the kind of the outlaw movement things, you know, that led into stronger stuff with Jerry Jeff and all those guys. Michael Martin Murphy, who was Michael Murphy at the time, wrote it and recorded it on his very first album. And that came out in the early 70s. But the Monkees had recorded it in about 1967. Good song, good song. What am I doing hanging around?
Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. Then I lightly took advantage of a girl who
soul. And I found myself a thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging on? She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me, not with words but with a kiss. I kept on thinking of a train I would not miss. What am I doing hanging on? I should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging on? Get the money while I'll ride that same old train. Well, I guess your chances come up once, and boy, I sure miss mine. Still, I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle. What am I doing hanging on? Should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? What am I doing hanging around? Should be on that train and gone. Should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
On the way, trains disappearing. eyes all land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Eyes are blue.
The sisters of the sun are gonna Rock me on the water. Rock me.
Rock me on the water.
Sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Rock me on the water.
Rock me on the water.
I'll get down to the sea somehow. Among you, it's there your hope must lie. There's a seabed above you, gliding in one place like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, I'm gonna stand there before the Father, but the sisters of the Son are gonna rock me on the water.
Rock me on the water.
Sister, we can soothe my fevered brow.
Rock me on the water.
Maybe I'll remember.
You know, the first time I heard Kev Moe was on a tribute to Johnny Cash album where he did an incredible version of Folsom Prison Blues. And on this one, this is a tribute to Jackson Browne, and that's his version of Rock Me on the Waters, which is Jackson Browne's version of Rock Me on the Waters is kind of, Linda Ronstadt's version is really good, and this one is right up there with Ronstadt's version. Kev Moe from a tribute to Jackson Browne, which has all kinds of Jackson Browne songs, with all kinds of new and old groups, people like Don Henley and folks like that. It has, it's a great album. And it's better than a lot of Jackson Browne albums by a long shot. The tribute to Jackson Browne is a 2-CD set. Yes, indeed. Before that, we heard Nick Overman doing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is a song. I wonder if Yip Harbor and Harold Arlen ever thought that their song would be subject to so many different kinds of musical arrangements. My goodness, you think of all the times that song has been recorded with so many diverse musical settings. Hey, we're going to be right back for another whole hour of Inland Folk. We have a calendar and everything. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are. Hey.
You're listening to Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's 1 minute before 1 o'clock and time for hour three of Inland Folk. Supported by the Walla Walla Chamber Music Festival, Tourism Walla Walla. 2014 Summer Festival, June 5th through the 28th, will feature 20 virtuoso artists, 31 events performed in intimate venues throughout the Walla Walla Valley. Seating is limited. Tickets at WallaWallaChamberMusicFestival.org, presented by Banner Bank.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7, a listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiaikuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.